Welcome to the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. We are so excited to welcome you on this journey to amplify your impact, skyrocket your business, and change lives through the power of your unique story. Be sure to listen to the daily prayer along with the speaker sessions and participate in the daily challenge to receive not just inspiring information, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And don't forget to download the free gifts provided by each speaker, which is an opportunity to go deeper on what they shared. Enjoy this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this session of the Power of Your Story Summit. I'm excited for our next speaker because this is someone that I just met. I heard her on Megan Nielsen's podcast, and her interview with Megan was so powerful that I just had to connect. And I reached out to her and said, Sherry, I'm having this summit, and I think you would be a perfect speaker for this summit. And she obliged me and said, yes. So I'm super excited to connect with her, to meet her, and to also have this conversation today all about the power of your story. So I'm going to share a little bit more about Sherry Ward. From appearing on national TV to producing sci-fi thrillers, Sherry Ward is a creative force passionate about launching people beyond their books and into movements. Oh, I love that. I'm just going to repeat that. Launching people beyond their books and into movements that create lasting impact. As CEO of Square Tree Publishing and Productions, Lore and Legacy Press, and founder of Christian Creators 360, she brings over a decade of publishing expertise alongside her work as executive producer of Affinity Systems and Forsaken Mercenary. Featured on Good Morning America and trusted by creators across film and publishing, Sherry is known for blending industry know-how with heart-level connection, elevating bold, purpose-driven voices, and reminding every storyteller that their words can shape culture and leave a legacy. Love it, love it, love it. Shape culture and leave a legacy. So now you guys see why I just had to have her on the summit today. So welcome to the Power of Your Story Summit, Sherry.
Thank you so much. This is so much fun. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes. So I always like to start off every session with something that may be interesting about you. Of course, we heard your amazing bio, but there may be like something that most people don't know, or maybe people do know, that's interesting or a fun fact that you would like to share with the audience. So what's your fun fact or something interesting that people may not know?
The fun fact is that I used to be in the mortuary industry.
Interesting.
I used to work for a college and I used to help students. I was a college counselor for a while and administrator there. And I helped bridge the gap between community college students and going to a four-year university that wanted to major in mortuary science. So We had a dead body in the closet that was there for like 30 years. I think they named her Ethel or some weird name. And she, you know, so it was a whole new world. So when they talk about, you know, new life and raising people from the dead, it's gives a whole new meaning. So
yeah, definitely. That is an interesting fact. I don't think anyone has ever shared an interesting fact about a dead body before. So this is a first. So yeah, I love that. And I also love the path that God takes us through, right? There's so many different avenues and areas that God works us through. So, you know, we never know how God is going to use a particular season in our life. So I love that. So as you know, this summit is all about the power of your story. Everyone has a story. Everybody has a story. But why do you feel that someone's story is powerful? Why should we even have a summit that's really expressing the power of your story? Why do you feel that someone's story is powerful?
I think that the very first thing that hardly anybody talks about is they just want to tell their story and get it out there and get it out there and get it out there to help others. And there is an element that nobody talks about, which is the healing part of story. And so the very first thing that I feel like God wants us to tell the story, whatever that is, if it's nonfiction, fiction, wherever you're at with that story, It's for the healing, and it's to bring you healing first. And that doesn't even matter if it's not fiction. I have an author who was writing a paranormal thriller type book, found a lot of healing of forgiveness for her father and made that the theme of the book. Her beta readers read the book, and before her beta reader, one of them, could even finish the book, she put it down, called her father on the phone and said, hey, I just need to forgive you, blah, 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 and just had this reconciliation moment. So it is for the healing, even in the fiction authors, but especially in the memoirs, wanting to tell your story that way, there is so much healing. However, I will caveat that with some people jump the gun. And the way that they jump the gun is that they want to get their story out right away when their story still has a lot of pain that they're processing. And so I got this from another gal that's out there, and she said it's to you write from a level of hurt to heal to help. And I really like that a lot because you have that hurting part. And I know I was personally in a 14-year wilderness season. And when I wrote the story about coming out of the wilderness season, and it's called Wilderness Season, my friend read it as a beta reader. And she's like, oh, no. There's way too much pain in here. You need to keep going until you process that pain. So, part of the powerfulness of it and writing your story is working through that pain to get to the healing to then be able to help people through that. And so I think that first and foremost is the most important part. And it doesn't matter if you sell a million copies or not. And that's another place where people get hung up on is like, I'm going to publish this and everybody's going to read it and everybody's, and it's not always the case. And so what's really important is that you find the healing to then get launched, because God is not going to launch you unless you're ready. So it takes an entire team at NASA. I used to work for Rockwell International when I was 16 as an intern and was there through college for 5 years. And it takes an entire team to launch, a handful of astronauts. And so God is not going to launch you before you are ready, because you're going to self-implode if you haven't gotten that healing yet. And I was actually there the day that the space shuttle blew up. And so it was a pretty wild moment. And it really was very poignant on you need to have all your ducks in a row. You need to have those. At the time, it was the O-rings. And the O-rings are not, a huge thing on there. It was a small malfunction, but it blew the whole thing up. And so I feel like when you write your story, it's really important to get that foundation and that healing going first. And then I feel like he wants to launch you.
Awesome. I love it. So good. I just want to highlight the part that you said about first it's about healing, right? So whatever you're going through, even if you just need to journal it to write your story, right? Not even thinking about publishing it or anyone even reading it. I know you mentioned beta readers. Before you even get to that part, really, whatever hurt you've gone through or trial or tribulation, being able to write that down is really a part of the healing process. So I love that Sherry really highlighted that for us, that the first thing about the power of your story is the healing aspect of it. So if you are, and I love how you shared hurt to heal to help, right? That phrase is so powerful because it's true. We experience some type of hurt first, a lot of times, right? So that hurt period needs to exist. But you can't really help when you're still hurting, right? I heard a coach once say that you have to share from your scar, not from your you have to share from your scar, not from your wound. Exactly. And I thought that was so powerful because you have to be fully healed at that point, then you can share. So it's kind of the same philosophy, like you said, hurt, heal, then help. So I love that that is a part of the power of your story. So this particular session is all about stewarding your story and the importance of being a good steward of your story. What does stewarding your story actually mean to you?
I think it's exactly coming into that healing piece. You're stewarding what he has given you. And as you steward that and find the healing, then I feel like he's going to launch you. And he can trust you to launch. You're not going to self-implode as you launch. And there's four different ways, and there's probably a lot more, so I'm just going to highlight the biggest ones. I'm going to talk about four different ways that he launches as you tell your story and as you write your story. The first one is to heal you. So the story is all about the healing to launch you into something completely different that you never saw coming. So, for example, I had someone working for me. Her name is Jess. She's amazing. You'll love her. She wrote her memoir and found the healing, and then she completely launched into something different. So now she is a prophetic intercessor for businesses and now gets paid to do it. So that helped to launch her into a brand new business she never saw coming. And it's been an asset to me because she was on my team for many years, and now she's on one of my really good friend's company and working for her now and a few other companies. So it's just been so much fun to see her launch. So did she sell a million copies? No. But it actually brought the healing and those next steps of obedience to then get launched into another completely different area. The second way that I've seen people launch is that they write their story and then they use that as the platform when they find the healing to go launch a ministry. And then they use that as a ministry opportunity. So one of our authors wrote a book, actually some curriculum on hurting moms. It's moms that have a lot of hurt because their kids are on drugs and alcohol or any other self-destructive behavior. And so she was able to end up writing a participant guide, a leader's guide, launched a complete ministry. We helped her get 5 million views on Facebook. So she has now completely launched. She's got a lot of authors in the United States and Canada, or a lot of moms that are in the United States and Canada. So that helped her launch a ministry. And it's flourishing now, and it's starting to go overseas as well. The other way is that you are launching a book to help you in business. So maybe you have a business opportunity. Maybe you're a coach, a life coach, a health coach, whatever, any kind of business. And this book can help you build that expertise to then launch you into a business or to help that business for lead generation or anything else. And the last one is for the fiction authors that want to start a career in fiction. So this January, we just launched Lore and Legacy, which I'm excited about. And that's for our fiction division. And I love our tagline. It's write dangerously, redeem fiercely. And so we're not looking just for the Hallmark kind of movies or, books. And then we want to take some of those books into the screen, into movies and script writing and that sort of thing. So for those that want to make a career out of it and keep going, then those are the four major ways that I've seen people launch.
Yeah, I love that. That's so powerful because I've never heard anyone explain it in that way. That sometimes we experience certain things, go through things in life, or hurt a certain situation, then we have to heal, and from those healing, then four potential things could be launched, right? That first potential launch could be a total shift. And it's funny because I spoke to someone today, earlier today for the summit, and that's exactly what happened to her. She had a diagnosis, she had a career path, she was going in a certain way, and then the diagnosis happened, and it ended up shifting her to a completely different business, a completely different thing than what she thought she would be doing with her life. So I think that's a great example of that first one where it actually launches you into something different, something that you never thought maybe that you would be doing. And then that second launch that you mentioned, Sherry, was launching into ministry. And I love that because sometimes people may not feel like They were born to do ministry, or a lot of times when we think, at least when I think of ministry, I think of mission fields and going to other countries and serving. And I don't necessarily feel that that's what God has called me to do. He could call me to do that in a different season, but going through this process, as you mentioned, and healing, could cause you to launch that ministry, whatever you particularly went through and now you're healed from, allows you to realize that this ministry is needed and necessary in the world. So I love the launching of ministry. Now, the third one I would say would have to be my favorite because that's what I help a lot of people do, not being biased to all the amazing ways that you can launch you. But definitely when you have a business and you launch a book and it's helping people business-wise, I think is powerful in really, healing from something in particular that helps you to launch a business, because I am business-minded. I think can be such a powerful thing. So that launching into a business is close to my heart for sure. And then the fourth one was launching into, oh, did it just escape me?
A career,
But to, was it
a
launching into
writing career.
nonfiction? Fiction writing career is another option of launching when it comes to healing. So I love how you really break it down into those four specific areas. So I'd love for you to share a little bit more about launching you, maybe from a personal perspective, right? Sometimes we get to hear about people's clients, and you gave a couple of examples of people that you've worked with. But we're talking about the power of your story. So we'd love to hear your specific story and maybe which lane that it fits in with launching you that you just shared with us.
Okay. So I went through a hard season, and the way that I got into that hard season is one day I felt like God said, ask anything you want and I'll give it to you. And I thought, wow, it's not every day that you hear God's voice. Like you read in the scriptures, like ask anything, but it's another thing for you to hear in your spirit, like him saying, hey, I want you to ask me. And so I thought long and hard about it, and I asked him for what I wanted. And then I thought about the Old Testament story about the king that didn't hit the arrows enough times. And so after I asked him for what I want, I said, well, can you double it? Because I thought that's a good answer, right? Like God's gonna be so proud of me, And before I could get that out of my word, the words out of my mouth, he said, are you willing to pay the price? And I shot back to him very quickly and said, I thought everything was a free gift of God.
Wow.
And it went dead silent. Heaven went quiet. And
Right.
it was really quiet for a couple of days. And then I was in the shower one day and I saw this scroll, like in a vision, a scroll roll down from heaven. And it was a blank contract. And he said, will you sign on the dotted line? And I said, I don't know what I'm signing. If you tell me what I'm signing, then I'm a woman of my word. I'll sign it. You know what I mean? But you're not telling me what's on here. He didn't say anything. There was just a big X at the bottom. So we wrestled for a very long time in the shower, and I finally signed it. And the scroll rolled up into heaven, and it was a complete Job season at that point. It was like game on. How Job got hit with every single thing. There was nothing off the table for getting hit from the enemy. So every single member of my family got sick. Son ended up in surgery at one point. My other one had three blood transfusions, like major, major stuff going on. Five car accidents, none of them my fault. Dream house was gone, which meant community was gone, which meant all of the local neighbors that I called on were gone, like just everything just stripped. And because I feel like because I asked for a double, it lasted 14 years. So that's a pretty long time. So at the end of that season, at the tail end of that season, he said, write the book, write the book, write the book. You have a portal to show up for. And if you don't write the book, you're going to miss it. And I thought, I have no idea what a portal is. I know I like sci-fi, but I have no idea what a portal is, and I have no idea what you're telling me except for timing and that there's a timing on this. And so I had three kids that were upper elementary age. I had each of them invite a friend over. So I literally had six kids in the house, and I wrote 10 hours a day for 3 months and got the book done. And right after I wrote the book, which was The Wilderness Season, that's what it's called, that launched the company, that launched SquareTree. So it launched my business. And everybody was asking me, how do I write a book? How do I write a book? And that has now been 11 years ago.
I love
So
it.
that's the story.
I love that story for so many reasons. First of all, because it ended up being my favorite launch, which is launch your business, right?
Yeah.
So I did say that was my favorite. So going through that season, of everything happening, knowing that at the end of it, you had a business that God wanted you to launch, it is so powerful. But I also want to take it back to when you heard from God, as far as, verbally, the conversation and what you said about, wanting it double, and he was basically, and when I heard you say that, it made me think, like, every blessing sometimes comes with some type of burden. There is something that you have to go through or experience, and I consider that maybe some type of burden. So to know that you went through that 14 years of struggle, which honestly, I feel sometimes struggle is also about character development, right? There's probably a lot of things that you went through that built up your resilience, built up your resistance, built up all the things that you need. I think about Joseph, all the things he went through from the pit to the palace. He needed that character building to be in that high position. So you needed that character building to be in the position that you are now with your business. So there's so many lessons that we can learn from your story, and that's why it's so important to share your story, right? So people can relate to your particular elements of your story, because even though your story is unique, there are aspects of it that people can say, oh my gosh, that's like me, or oh my gosh, I had a vision too, or there's so many things that they can relate to and be inspired by it. So I love
I
that.
have one more tie-in to the business that I think you'll like, and
Yeah, absolutely. Go
I'm still
ahead.
pondering it to this day. But at the very beginning, when it was just super rough, I felt this demonic entity and come through my bathroom window. And I'm not one that's like, hey, I see 5 million visions and I see all this demonic. I'm not usually like that, okay? So I don't want to mislead anybody. But I did feel this demonic presence come into the bathroom as I was getting ready in the morning. And he said, if you stop moving forward with SquareTree Publishing, I'll make all this trouble go away. And I thought, Adam and Eve got in trouble for talking to you. I don't even want to talk to you. And I was really like shaking. I'm like, I just bind you in Jesus' name. Like,
Yeah, of
I
course.
cast you out or whatever. And he went out right away. But it always stayed with me, like, what does he know about my company that I don't know? Because
That just gave me chills.
it wasn't like I'm gonna stop you. It's like I'm gonna, he called out the name of the company that I'll make all the trouble go away, So it was just wild that he called out the name of the company. And then he came back a second time a week later, same hour, same bathroom window, the whole thing. And he said, I'll make you a second deal. And I said, I don't even want to hear the deal because I didn't trust myself. And I'm like, I bind you and I kicked you out. And he was gone. But in a weird way, it was very encouraging. It's like I knew exactly, that Job's where the trouble was coming from, that it wasn't God. I knew exactly what was, happening behind the scenes, so to speak. It was kind of like p pulling back the curtain to see, who was really, coming at me.
Yeah, it's funny when you said that about the story and saying, I'll make your trouble go away. I got a full chill all over my body, like chills just all over my body the instant that you said that. And I think because behind the scenes, like before we jumped on, I shared this with Sherry that I've been having technical difficulties with a charger for my computer not staying charged. And I felt in that moment a little bit defeated. Like it's like the devil just throws stuff at you because he knows how powerful what you're creating, what you're doing, what your business, what your book is going to be. And the impact that it's going to have on people and the ripple effect of that impact. So his desire, his goal is to stop that in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And a lot of times in a shape, form, or fashion could be mentally, like saying, hey, don't do this, or I can, let things get rid of things or alleviate trouble in your life, or even physically getting technology to not work for you. But we as believers have to trust in God, trust in God's plan for us. And we have to have, like God told Joshua, we have to be bold and courageous. We have to still move forward and be bold and courageous in what he's asking us to do, despite the voices, despite the distractions, despite the disruptions, right? So I
Right.
love that you shared, because to me, I felt that was a message that I needed to hear in this moment, with so much behind the scenes struggle going on. It's like, no, you have to push through, because there's someone that's going to be listening to this summit. There's someone that's going to be listening to this session. And what they get from the summit, or they get from the session, is going to be so impactful that it's going to go on to have this ripple effect that can impact so many people. But we just don't know it, sitting in the seat that we're in, being in the position that we're in, we're not
Yeah.
realizing what the devil is trying to stop. So I love that you felt led to share that additional piece, because that was powerful.
Oh,
So I
thank you.
appreciate
And
it.
years later, it was many, many years later, I felt like God tied up the whole thing and gave me a big red bow. Because when I signed the contract as a mother of three children, when I signed that contract, my mind went to the worst thing that could be on that contract, which is the life of my child. I'm going to just flat out be honest. Like, that was like, I don't know. That's where the depths of my mind went on signing a blank contract. And so, what I didn't realize at the time was that was an Abraham Isaac test for me. And it was years and years and years later, I went into the shower again. I saw that same scroll come down, and this time it had writing on it. And I'm going to try not to cry, but he said, "Do you realize the same time that you signed that contract, I signed that contract too?"
Wow, that's
And
powerful.
he
Chills again, chills again.
said, and he said, "Get ready, get ready, get ready, for I'm about to fulfill on my contract that I've signed with you." And so it gave a whole new meaning in my life to covenant and covenant relationship and having a covenant with the Lord, because I actually signed a contract.
Yeah, I was
And
thinking
I
the
don't
same
know what's
thing.
on it. I couldn't read it, but he said, "Get ready, for I'm about to fulfill on that."
Yeah, when you said that, I thought the same thing. It's a covenant, and it being blank originally to me felt like trust. You
Oh,
have to
yeah,
fully trust
absolutely.
what I'm going to do in you and through you without seeing it, which is faith, right? It's our belief in something that we cannot see. We cannot see it physically manifest yet, but we have faith in believing that it will come to pass. So that is faith in a nutshell. So I love that. So good. So I'd love to wrap up by asking, what one thing would you suggest to someone to step into the power of their story? Maybe there's someone listening to this session or this summit, and they're hesitant. They're hesitant about even starting the process. We talked about the process starting with healing, right? Hesitant in even acknowledging or recognizing their story. What would be that one piece of advice, one word, one phrase? I always like to say, one thought that you would share with that individual to help them step into the power of their story.
It's really important, obedience. Obedience is king. You have to do what God tells you to do, because for everybody, it's going to look differently. It's going to take on a different shape, form, and it's going to be specific for what they need and what He's calling each person to do. And a lot of times we want to do for God, but the whole wilderness season for me was about being and learning His voice. And learning His presence and going as deep as I could with everything stripped away. So I think it's really about being obedient. And then as you begin to write your story, the one suggestion I would have is, whatever is percolating to the top of your brain, write that piece first, because that's the piece He's going after for healing first. So don't feel like you have to write your story in sequential order, or your business book in certain order. I have a client right now that's it's a very big influencer, and she's writing her business book, and we're helping her with the editing piece right now. And her business partner said, "Well, why don't you just write the business book first?" And she's like, "There's something that's telling me I need to write the memoir slash business book first." And I knew it was for healing. It's that is for the healing piece. And so Even if you are, because I know business is your hot button. So even if it is for business, sometimes God still wants you to write your personal story for the healing. And whether you incorporate that in the business book or not, whatever is percolating to the top of your brain, there's a reason why. And just let go of sequential order and, hey, I need to write this in time order or sequential order of some sort, just whatever's at the top brain, write that.
Yeah, I love that piece of advice. Be obedient for what that next step is, whatever it is that God is telling you to write in this season. Be obedient to that. I think that's very super important. So I love that that is what you suggest to someone to step into the power of their story. So you do have an awesome freebie, and it's the Write and Publish Masterclass series. So tell us a little bit more about that freebie.
Well, we did a three-part recording of a masterclass on the highlights of writing and publishing your book and the overview of that. And so we'd love to give you guys that for free. After you sign up, we also do weekly interest meetings. So it'll say, hey, do you want to come meet me? Do you want to talk about your story? We can help get you started. We have all different budget levels as well. So that freebie is at launchingauthors.com. So again, that's launchingauthors.com. One other thing is the book. So if you want to learn more about launching you, I've got a book out. The first third of that is on the healing piece. The second third is on the ways that God can launch you. And then the last third is on the marketing piece of what do you need inside your book, pre-marketing. Things that you need to make sure you put inside your book, whether you want to speak, launch a ministry, launch a business, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, so definitely I encourage you go ahead and click on the link that's on this page for the free offer, the Write and Publish Masterclass series, and definitely get her book, Launching You, Igniting Writers, Propelling Authors, Launching You book by Sherry Ward. Thank you so much, Sherry. This has been such a great conversation. It has been great meeting with you and being able to share with you on the summit. So thank you so much for being a part of the Power of Your Story Summit.
Thank you for having me on. It's been fun.
Oh, and I did want to ask with you if they're outside of course getting your free offer. I always like to ask everyone if someone wants to connect with you, what is the best way for them to connect with you?
At our email, which is info, INFO, at squaretreepublishing.com.
Awesome. So definitely connect with her, reach out to her via email, and thank you for being a part of the Power of Your Story Summit.
Thank you for listening to this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. If you haven't already, be sure to listen to the daily prayer at the top of the page and make sure you check out the daily challenge. The challenges are specific to each category and are located at the bottom of the page. Are you thinking that you won't be able to listen to, learn from, or enjoy each of the 24 interview sessions? No worries. Simply upgrade to the Power of Your Story All Access Premium Pass. You'll get lifetime access to all 24 recordings, plus the Power of Your Story swag bag worth over $2,555. There's no better time than right now to create and promote your story and skyrocket your business, and you'll have access to the tools you need forever. Click the link to upgrade right here on the page. Thank you again, and stay tuned for the next speaker.